with more badass liberal talk. Bart Cop Radio.
I had a question about why the Democrats are holding their convention in Boston. As always, I know nothing about this stuff, but I have opinions anyway. I read a thing about how the convention is really going to screw up Boston. They're going to shut down that giant $15 billion tunnel they built for security reasons. They're going to screw up the traffic. They're going to make everybody in Boston angry. Why in the world are they holding the convention in Boston? Massachusetts is going to go for Kerry no matter what. It just seems extra stupid to have the convention there. Why not have it in a swing state? How about St. Louis? Now, St. Louis doesn't have all those congestion problems that Boston has. It's in the center of the country. Missouri might go for Bush, they might go for Kerry. I mean, or they could do this. I don't know how Chicago's looking, if they're red or blue. But Ohio, no sense screwing with Florida. Pennsylvania, Michigan, there's a whole lot of places they could have held that convention. If they're going to give a big, giant economic boost to somebody, if they're going to bring in, whatever, 100,000, 200,000 people to stay a week, all that restaurant business and hotel business and cab business and everything else business, that's all going to go to a state that's solidly behind Kerry anyway. What is the point? I saw something in the paper, Kerry said, oh, this, the birth of democracy. Well, no, that makes a big flying F. You're trying to win an election here, I thought, John. Would you rather win the election or pay tribute to the birth of democracy? Seems like it would have made a lot more sense to hold this convention in a swing state and bring them a few extra $100 million to add to their Bush-raped coffers. But no, we're Democrats. We don't think about anything practical. We want to pay homage to the birth of democracy. Winning comes in fourth or fifth because we're Democrats. So let's talk about NaziCon 2004 in New York City. When they made their plans to hold the convention in New York City, they assumed that Osama and Iraq were going to be working their way. But no, that's not what happened. Remember, I think it was September 14th, 2001, Bush stood on the rubble, no doubt bodies under his feet, and gave a sacred vow, oh, we're going to get Osama no matter what it takes. We're going to bring him to justice. And here we are 4 years later, and what has he done? Not a goddamn thing. He pretended to go after Osama. He got the army over in Afghanistan so they could be 90% of their way to Iraq. So when he had Osama cornered, then he decided to let his old buddy go, his old partner in oil, let him go so he could go steal Saddam's oil. Now they're coming back to the scene of the crime 4 years later, and they're going to turn into a big victory. And you watch, will one Democrat stand up and say, George Bush made you a promise on 9/14/2001, and instead of keeping it, he went after Iraq's oil instead. And now he's coming near town to gloat over the fact that he hasn't caught the guy. Instead, he put all our resources and all our men and all our money and our futures into chasing after Saddam, who wasn't after us in the first place. He abandoned the war on terrorism to make his family rich. But is anybody going to bring that up? No, we're Democrats. We're too damn polite. We don't want to win this election. We just want to stand there and say, oh, it would be nice if you'd vote for me. Please, would somebody call the Republicans? The whole reason they're in New York is to gloat about 911, and they screwed it up. So please, somebody call them on that. Am I asking too much? I'm not saying you got to use bad words. Just bring up the subject. Remind people, if they had any brains, and should I finish that sentence, why don't they get a tape of Bush promising to get Osama and play that all during the Republican convention? That would make a lot of sense. Remind people that instead of keeping his promise, he stole oil and killed 1,000 soldiers in the process. Why doesn't somebody look at the facts? Why are the Democrats afraid to mention the facts of the case? We just want to stand around and patty cake and give each other a pat on the ass instead of doing our damn jobs. Nobody wants to win. How did I get in this party? Are you as tired as I am of hearing me attack the Democrats? Boy, I'm tired of hearing me do that, aren't you? But how in the hell are we going to ignore stuff like this? Listen to this headline. Voting problems persist, activists say. Election officials have not solved the problems of voter access and confusing ballots that arose during the 2000 election, civil rights activists said. They proposed better education for voters and poll workers, notifying them before removing them from voter lists, setting statewide standards for counting provisional ballots. Such ballots are supposed to be available for people who think they're eligible to vote but who are not on the voter list at the polling place. We believe that the 2004 election is in danger, says Kay Maxwell, president of the League of Women Voters. The 2004 election has probably already been lost by us, and because we are too damn stupid. You know you're in trouble when I'm the smartest guy, apparently, in the whole damn party. I told him right after 2000, why don't you work on this next time? If you can't avoid stepping in the hole and breaking your damn leg, at least avoid stepping in the second hole and breaking your other damn leg. But no, the Democrats are too stupid. They're waiting till now. Now that we got an election in 100 days, now they think, oh, gee, I wonder if we might ought to look into some of that. But you watch, same damn thing's going to happen. There's going to be 100,000 black people in Florida. They're going to get to the polls and they're going to say, go away, nigger. We don't need your vote around here. Your name's Willie and it sounds like Billy and there's a Billy committed a crime. So you're off the voter polls. That's what the governor told us to do. And they're going to say, oh, darn. And the worst thing about it, we're not going to get it right for 2008 either. We just want to lose. We want to lose everything as bad as we can. It's like you put up 100 ways to lose on the blackboard and they fight over which way is the more effective way to lose. It just seems like nobody wants to win this. Why does old Bart, old tequila boy in Oklahoma, why do I have so many of these things figured out? And the big giant guys that run the whole party, they can't figure out a damn thing. This Diebold thing should have been attacked like hell right after the election, and it should have been attacked double hell after the 2002 election when all those fraudulent deals were coming in. Oh, that reminds me. I got a monkey mail that I meant to get to, and boy, you just don't have the time. But this guy was whining about, oh, you know, those Diebold machines are just fine. Well, they're not fine. In the 2000 election, there was five guys, I think they were all Republicans in Texas, and all five of them got 13,158 votes. And you just can't do that, because if five people in one state could all get the exact same amount of votes, then there would be no Vegas because there would be no such thing as odds or statistics or probability. It just can't happen. It proves the Diebold machines are crooked. In the Schwarzenegger election in California, there were two or three counties that had more votes cast than they had eligible voters. And they just said, oh, okay, that's okay. The Democrats said, we don't care. We didn't want to win. Why should we bother to fix the Diebold machines? All it will do is give us fair elections. They just don't want to win. Could someone explain why? It's driving me nuts. I would never entertain this seriously, but it almost makes you want to switch parties. At least I wouldn't be in a party of scared, spineless wimps if I moved over to the Nazi party. You get a guy like Clinton comes around. He shows you how to win. Gore follows him. I don't know what to do. All he had to do was follow the plan. He was in on the plan. He ran with Clinton in 92. He ran with Clinton in 96. He saw what they did. And when he gets to 2002, he says, hey, best Democratic politician in history, get away from me. Stay away from me. I don't want your help. Don't need your help. And we're going to do everything exactly. He's just like Bush. He wants to do everything different than the way Clinton did it. So if Clinton was an effective campaigner, Gore went into a shell and a little hibernation act and let Bush beat him up. Oh, God, I can't imagine what it's like to lose to the stupidest moron in all of history. And I sure hope Kerry doesn't follow in his footsteps, but the Democrats do not want to win. Would someone explain to me why? Here we go again. Same newspaper, a damn inch away from the voting problems persist. The very next little column, it says, Senator apologizes for Taliban remarks. Senator Tim Johnson, Democrat, if he's apologizing, it's going to be a Democrat. He's going to apologize on his knees, begging, please forgive me. I'm sorry, I'm just half a man, I have no brain. You got to forgive me because I'm spineless and wimping. Oh, God, it makes me so mad. Tim Johnson, Democrat, South Dakota, apologized for comparing Republicans to the Taliban. If any Republicans were offended, I apologize, he wimped. Republicans cried foul after Johnson said at a weekend rally that a special election June 1st for South Dakota lone seat in the House of Representatives will be won by the Democratic candidate, and the result will upset the Taliban wing of the Republican Party. That's true! And the Taliban wing of the Republican Party includes that clown in the White House. He said he was referring to the outside group that compared me to Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden in his last campaign. Well, see, nobody apologized for calling us Osama, but when we call them Taliban, we just begged to, please, we're so sorry, please forgive me. I was out of my mind when I suggested that you guys might be maybe a little traditional towards the treatment of women, and you see a Janet Jackson breast and you just explode all over the place, your head busts open and there's blood on every wall because you might have thought you maybe saw a titty, so you just went absolutely berserk. No relation to the Taliban there, no. this guy could have pointed out that Laura Bush is not allowed to speak on her opinion of abortion because she's a woman, and a woman has a vagina, and that means she don't count. We don't want to hear from you. Citizens with vaginas don't count. The Republicans and the Taliban are the same. And this monkey is apologizing for speaking the truth. Why do we keep doing this? Oh, Jesus, I need to get on some kind of morphine drip. I can't stand to be in this damn party where everybody's a wimp. Christ, the closest thing we got to a fighter is the KKK guy. Great. Oh, what a party. I love this party. Tim Johnson, you are a monkey. Now, there's a chance they took everything he said out of context, so yeah, I guess I got to give him a little break there. This is a whore newspaper. The USA Today is just one of 100 whore newspapers that got a whole lot of subscribers, and they are just as whore as the New York Whore Times. My instincts tell me this Senator Johnson did exactly what they said. Oh, please, I'm so sorry. I told the truth. Please forgive me. Oh, please. Tell you what, I won't run anymore. Tell you what, I'll give you my campaign money. Just please forgive me. Oh, please, can't somebody put me out of my misery, please? Democrats are the only people in the world that apologize for telling the truth. The Republicans lie their asses off constantly, every day, 24-7. Talk radio Nazis don't call them on it. Cable TV Nazis don't call them on it. The big papers and networks, none of them. They just let it all go. But God forbid a Democrat tell the truth, and they come down like an avalanche on the poor bastard. And he apologizes, please don't hurt me.
A new chapter in the Enron scandal opens tomorrow. A judge in New York is to begin reviewing Enron's plan to emerge from one of the most costly and complicated bankruptcies in history. While Enron looks to the future, newly disclosed audio tapes are opening a window on Enron's past. Its past involvement, particularly in an energy crisis that cost consumers on the West Coast billions of dollars. Here's ABC's John Cochran.
At the height of California's energy crisis 4 years ago, Enron traders were taped as they bragged about all the cash one of the top Enron officials was raking in.
He just f***s California. He steals money from California to the tune of about a million.
Can we rephrase that?
Okay, he arbitrages the California market to the tune of $1 million or two a day.
Traders also discussed ways of jacking up prices. One way, shut down a generating station.
If we shut it down, could you bring it back up in three or four hours, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you just go ahead and shut her down then, if that's okay?
On one tape, traders complain that public utilities on the West Coast are trying to get their money back.
Taking all the money back from you guys? All the money you guys stole from those poor grandmothers of California?
Yeah, Grandma Millie, man.
Yeah, now she wants her f***ing money back for all the power you charged right up, jammed right up her for $250 a megawatt hour.
Lawyers for Enron officials say the quotes are taken out of context, but all they prove is that some traders use foul language. Lawyers for utilities say as bad as the language is, the problem is far more serious than that.
We had to buy power. Enron was the only supplier at the time, and I've got the transcript that says, oh, just tell them a bunch of lies. Weave a bunch of lies together, and Snohomish POD will buy power from you. And that's what we did.
The Justice Department is using the tapes in its investigation, which is expected to result in more indictments of Enron officials. John Cochran, ABC News, Washington.
If there's one constant across the nation in the Democratic Party, it's the refusal to fight back. Now, here we go with this California deal. Enron was stealing $1 million a day, sometimes more. Remember that one day they got $500 million in one day just by playing with the books. And like those guys were joking about, turn off the power plant, everybody goes brown or dark. And then you say, well, we can't do it because they're liberals and all that regulation. If you'd untie our hands, then we can make money. And then you got guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's out there meeting with Kenny Boy, no doubt conniving ways to rob California. So then they turn it around, they blame it all on Gray Davis. I don't know a damn thing about Gray Davis, but I know apparently he wasn't responsible for the power shortage in California. But when the Republicans said he was, all the Democrats, oh, we're so sorry, he's a bad man, you're right, we wish we didn't have him here. And then people like Arianna Huffington, she jumped on the bandwagon, and that Bustamante guy, he couldn't decide if he was in or out, and there's Gray Davis hung out to dry all by himself because nobody would back him up, because we're Democrats, that's what we do. We stab our leaders in the back, and we help the Republicans overthrow them. So now, after a phony crisis, they called a phony election and elected a phony movie star. And, oh, I read an article the other day by Susan Estrich, who, just like the others now, she has gone over to the dark side. Susan Estrich was once a Democrat. She was once a Clinton Democrat. Now she's an Arnold Republican. She wrote a thing the other day, oh, it is so awful. And not that this is my business to bring up, but Susan Estrich is a rape victim. And to hear her go overboard and gushy-gushy all over Arnold, the admitted sexual predator, it just makes me a little sick. But Susan Estrich is firmly in their pocket now, and the Republicans, oh, they love her at Fox News. One thing Fox News loves more than anything is a Democrat turned Republican. So they love this crazy woman to death over there at Fox News. But why didn't the Democrats fight back? Why did the Democrats just take that bunch of crap, and it was all a pack of lies? I knew it here in Oklahoma. If I knew it in Oklahoma, why didn't you Californians do something about it? Why didn't anybody out there fight back? Why did you just let them railroad Gray Davis out of office so he could get a actual physical monkey in charge of your gubernatorial offices now? What the hell are you going to do with Arnold the superstar in there? He doesn't have a brain. He's not as stupid as Bush, but he doesn't know how to run California. Oh, and the Susan Estrich column, oh, Arnold brought us together, and he did everything so well, and he balanced the budget, and he didn't spend a dime, and he refunded all the taxes. He's such a great man. And she just went on and on and on about the greatness of Arnold. Meanwhile, the only reason the son of a bitch is in the office is because these Enron guys and Bush and Cheney went out of their way to screw California to death because they didn't vote for the little chimp that got the White House. So they punish people that don't vote for them. You're either with them or without them. And if you're not with them, they're going to punish you. But why do Democrats just continue to lay down and bend over for their oppressors? It's ridiculous. And if nothing else, it reinforces the stereotype that we have to have a Republican president because the Democrats refuse to fight. Why doesn't someone else see this? Why am I the only one? How in the world do you expect them to turn the White House over to someone who won't fight back? I'm not talking about Kerry specifically, but just the Democrats in general. They refuse to get in the ring. They would rather abdicate. They would rather turn over their assets. When they see the school bully across the schoolyard, they say, oh, I'm over here. Come get my money. Come take my lunch money. I'm over here. And you can hit me if you want. That's what the Democrats are doing again and again. You're tired of hearing it, I'm tired of saying it, but they're not tired of giving in. No, they got lots more giving in, they got lots of surrender in them. Party of Neville Chamberlain here, the Democrats, please, please, please. Ugh, so sick of this, so sick of this. This is why the Democrats didn't invite me to DemoCon 2004, because they didn't want anybody up there speaking the truth. They want to get up there and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Why would they want to fight back? Oh, God, make it go away. Make it go away. Think it'll change in 2006 or 2008? Will Hillary try in 2008? I kind of think she will. I don't think Hillary's going to get up there and lie down. Do you? Somehow we got to change them. Apparently shaming them doesn't have a reaction. We can't get a Democrat won't get out of his own puke to stand up and do something right for his party. They don't mind taking that paycheck every or twice a month. But no, they don't want to do any work. All they want to do is surrender. I am so sick of surrendering.
Don't touch that dial. Though you don't have a dial because you're probably listening to this on the computer.